A Waterfall of Heaven's Tears. We are a people who like to roam, traveling from place to place, using the traditional practice of slashing and burning forests to create fields to plant, and then moving on when the gifts of the earth have finished being used for crops. But during the last few generations, it's become hard to claim new land on Nanuo or on any of the Ti Mountains in Shishuangbanna Prefecture. So we and others have stayed. Permanent, Abba says, even though the idea is against our natures. Still, our home, like all structures in Springwell Village, was built to be temporary. Before I was born, my father and grandfather went into the forest to gather the thatch that is our roof. They cut bamboo, tore off the leaves, and then tied the poles together with hand-woven lashing to create the walls that would become the separate quarters for men and women. Our house is built on bamboo stilts, providing a protected area under our feet for our livestock, although we have no pigs, oxen, mules, or water buffalo, only a few molting chickens, a rooster, and two ducks. The main residence and our three newlywed huts compose the only home I've known. But something in my blood makes me long to leave it behind for a new and different location, where my kin can place our ancestor altar and build a new dwelling as loose and with as much air flowing through it as we have right here. This restless feeling heightens during monsoon season, the months when spirits hold sway. Today, the women and girls in our household are gathered around the fire pit on the women's side of the house to do needlework. The fire gives us light and warmth, while the choking smoke helps to ward off mosquitoes. First sister-in-law and second sister-in-law have their heads bent together in private conversation. Puffy colored balls on the ends of wires wound with embroidery thread grow from first sister-in-law's headdress like a meadow of wildflowers. Second sister-in-law's headdress is fringed with a string of hollow silver balls about the size of peas that swish across her forehead like bangs. I fidget as third sister-in-law examines my needlework. Usually I have Si Te at my side for these inspections.